It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight, once again, from the George Rogers Clark High School Gymnasium in Winchester, it's the championship game of the Wind City Holiday Classic, pitting the Round County Vikings against the host George Rogers Clark Cardinals. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy. Jared Stacy battling the flu and will not be with us during the Wind City Holiday Classic. The Vikings, under coach Sean Thacker, are 6-3 on the season. Thacker has been the head coach at Round County for quite a few years and has a 309-165 record at Round County and is 470-269 overall. The George Rogers Clark Cardinals, coached by Josh Cook, 8-0 on the season, and they are coming off a season in which they were the runners-up in the state tournament, and 2 years ago, the Cardinals were the champions of the Sweet 16. We'll come back with the lineups and more after this on WIVY.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Linex spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line X of Moorhead, which is you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
George Rogers Clark, 8-0 on the season. They have beaten Campbell County, Madison Central, Pendleton County, Nicholas County, Harrison County, Pike County Central, Breathitt County. And then last night in the first game of this tournament, they defeated Lexington Lafayette 60-47. They will be tonight without their fine 6'4 freshman, Montez Gay. Hurt a knee last night, and they're trying to evaluate it right now and see how long he may be out. But he's on ice and crutches here tonight. Gay averages 13 points and 7.2 rebounds, and he is a good one, freshman or otherwise. We expect that GRC will start with Malachi Ashford at a guard. The 5'9 sophomore averages 14.6 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. Rashawn Hampton at a guard, a 5'11 senior, leads the team in scoring with 16.8 points per game and also has averages 4.2 rebounds per game. We expect Eli Craig to start at a guard in place of Gabe. The 6'1 junior, Craig, averages 3.2 points and 1.2 rebounds. At a forward, Breland Morrison, 6'2 senior, who averages 13.9 points and 6 rebounds per contest. And also at a forward, J.P. Gaines, a 6'2 senior, who averages 6.2 points and 4.9 rebounds. So guards Ashford, Hampton, and Craig, and forwards Gaines and Morrison. Round County comes in with a record of 6-3, and they will start, as they have been going through much of this season, at one guard, Deshaun Watson, a 6'1 senior, who averages 8.7 points and 4.6 rebounds. Jason Ingles at a guard, a 5'8 junior, averages 5.9 points and 1.5 rebounds. And Braden Myers at a guard, 6'1 senior, averages 16.3 points per game and 4.4 rebounds. The forwards, Weston Maxey, 6'2 and a senior, averages 5.6 points and 2.9 rebounds. And at a forward, Colby Wilburn, a 6'3 senior, leads the team with an average of 19.6 points and also has an average of 3.6 rebounds. Watson, Ingles, and Braden Myers, the guards, Maxey, and Wilburn, the forward. Before we take this break, let's talk about the Round County Lady Vikings down in the West Kentucky Hoops Classic at Caldwell County. They opened the tournament with a win today, 61. It's actually a classic format. They'll just play the two games. Round County, 61. Crittenden County, 59. Round County had four players in double figures. Kelby Ford had 17 points, 11 points for Olivia Beach, and 10 each for Brindley Walker and Diamond Wills. And Kelby Ford was selected the player of the game. And that one, the Lady Vikings are 6-3 overall and have won four in a row. Tomorrow at 1:30 Eastern Time, they will play the host Caldwell County team. Caldwell County is 1-6. Round County defeated Somerset 68-54 in yesterday's second game of the first round. And Somerset came back today and handed Lafayette a loss 62-57 in the third place game of this tournament. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this on WIVY.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too. At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room. And comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, just a couple of minutes away from starting lineups here for the fans. Pretty good crowd on hand. Wasn't very many folks around for the Somerset and Lafayette game, but Brown County has traveled pretty well. And a nice crowd out here for the host team, GRC. But, hey, trust me, there is a lot more room in this facility. Seats probably around 4,700 or so, they said. Has real nice amenities, concessions, and all. And but like all the facilities, when GRC built the new school, this is certainly one of them. Round County, after this contest, will, of course, enjoy the next few days for the Christmas holidays. And then we'll move on to Freeport, Florida for the Hilton Sandestin Beach Blowout. They will play Asheville, Alabama on the 27th of December at 9 a.m. in their first game in that tournament down there. Our next broadcast for both the girls and the boys will be on January 2nd when they will both travel to Mason County for games in the 2A championship sectional tournaments. The girls and the boys will play Mason County to try to advance in that one. Of course, last year the Round County girls were second place finishers in that 2A classic. Round County in road green uniforms with white lettering, white numbers, and gold trim. They are down to our left and will be moving from left to right in the first half. GRC's dressed in their home white uniforms. Well, I think we're going to get a change in their lineup as we thought there might be. Eli Craig is not going to start at a guard. Instead, Maddox Campbell will be in that starting lineup. And he is a 6'2 junior who averages 2.1 points and 1.9 rebounds. And he'll be at a guard position instead of Eli Craig. And as we mentioned earlier, that's taking place because 6'4 freshman Montez Gay is not able to go. It's a knee injury. Averages 13 points and a team high 7.2 rebounds. The 10th region officiating crew
all parties have worked hard to create a sense of teamwork, respect, responsibility, and perspective. We remind you that
a little Morehead connection with the officiating crew over there, if my eyes are working properly.
Appreciate your help. Let this competition reflect mutual respect.
We don't not fortunate enough to have Charlie Charles and that staff. They don't have the stats for the media here.
For the visiting Vikings, head coach Sean Becker brings the Vikings in with a record.
GRC will next play on the 27th through the 29th of December at Madison Central in the Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic.
At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 5.
I do believe that is Terry Kohlein across the way, is the referee in this game. Actually worked the earlier game with between Lafayette and Somerset. Somerset did not have its leading score in this two-game tournament, but they managed to follow up a loss to Round County with a win over Lexington Lafayette.
And the guard, a 6'2 senior, number 23, Colby Wilburn.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to turn the lights down.
And now for the home team, George Rogers.
And to introduce the GRC Cardinals.
Head coach Josh Cook.
Josh Cook, quite a run going on here for George Rogers Clark for the state championship 2 years ago and a state runner-up last year.
Number 3,
the girls' team off to a great start this year. They're going to be in the Lexington Catholic tournament the rest of this week. I think they got a bye in the first round, so that tournament, I'm sure, is already underway.
A 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines.
Looking ahead, we mentioned the 2A championship that week of January 2nd. It will, if you keep advancing, you're probably going to play on the 2nd.
And
4th and 6th.
Junior, number 20, Maddox Campbell.
And once after the good game luck at Mason County, I think Fleming County is going to host the semis and the finals for both boys and girls.
A Wind City Holiday Classic player of the game, as well as presenting championship.
Had the lights down, and when they came back up, they came back up with a passion. Rand County has Weston Maxey set to step in and jump it up against Breland Morrison. They list him at 6'2", and a senior. He is every bit of 6'2", and he's got some serious hops. Rand County playing the tap defensively. Basketball in the air, tapped back and taken by Hampton. Hampton hands it off to Ashford, Brown County man-to-man. Ashford goes in, throws it up, one by no good, and it's the ball's going to be off Deshaun Watson, and GRC will keep it. That's going to be a problem for Brown County rebounding, not because of the listed heights, but because of the leaping ability of this GRC team. Ball's floated in to Gaines. He goes baseline and puts it up and in. Nice move by Gaines. First points of the game for GRC. Watson gets it off to Maxey in front court. Now Braden Myers comes out and gets it against the Cardinal man-to-man. Deshaun Watson straight away to Morse. Left side it goes to Ingles. Now Ingles comes out toward the logo. Actually on the center court jump circle. He wants it to get it to Wilburn, but he is being really dogged and held by Ashford. Ashford switches and takes Deshaun Watson, who gets the handoff. Round County not in any hurry. Trying to figure out what they can do with this defense. Right side to Braden Myers. Comes out and gives it to Ingles. Left side Maxey. Jab step and gives it back out front to Wilburn. Wilburn goes into the lane, kicks it out right side to Myers. Back to Wilburn. Wilburn goes into the lane. Off to Deshaun Watson. Three-pointer left side, but Watson is good. Deshaun Watson's fifth three-pointer of the season. We've got a first early lead change as Round County goes on top 3-2. Front court with it. Gaines has it. He goes left, puts it up off the glass, rolls out no good, and he fouls Deshaun Watson on the rebound.
Foul is on Gaines.
Gaines' first foul. Team's first.
Team first.
Round County will play at the length of the floor against what looks like 1-2-1-1 pressure. And it comes into Myers. He's trapped. Deshaun Watson take a few steps and bounce it back to Myers. Myers gets it back to Watson into front court. Gives it right side. Wilburn into the lane. Gets bumped. Puts it up no good. Gets it. Taps it up good. Wilburn. It's an offensive rebound and a basket. And Round County goes up by 3, 5-2. Back with it is Malachi Ashford. He penetrates, kicks out. Hampton thought about a three-pointer. Now back to Ashford, guarded by Myers. He angles right side, picks up the dribble. Oh, well, they're calling for walking. I thought they were going to hit Deshaun Watson with a foul because he had a breakaway. But they said before he stole the ball, the GRC Cardinal took steps. And it comes to Watson. It's in front court. Off to Myers. Straight away to Ingles. Off to Myers' left side. Wilburn gets it. And Wilburn backs it out. Gives it left side to Myers. Down to Deshaun Watson. In the corner to Maxey. Bounces out to Wilburn. Wilburn goes in the lane. Gets it off to Watson. Back out to Wilburn. Three-pointer from just to the right of the center court jump circle. And it's good. Wilburn has 5 points. Round County leads 8-2 by 6 points. Long three-pointer by Ashford. Bounces no good. Rebound off to Deshaun Watson. Deshaun up the right side with it. Now angles to the middle to Wilburn. Gives it left side to Myers. Myers back to Wilburn. Takes a long three-pointer. Goes into the lane. Off to Deshaun Watson. Three-pointer. Perfect. And that's going to bring a timeout from Josh Cook, a 30-second timeout, as Round County has jumped out to an 11-2 lead early on this one on 2 3-pointers by Deshaun Watson and a 2-point field goal followed by a 3-point field goal for Colby Wilbert. And if you just tuned in at tip-off time, the GRC Cardinals, outstanding freshman, Montez Gay, has an issue with his knee, and it was not in this one. Hurt it last night in the game, the win over Lexington Lafayette. But never fret, this team is fine. They will be all right tonight in any other game they play. They have some folks who can come off the bench and get it done. Ashford. Round County looks like you're in the 2-3 zone now. Hampton, now Ashford. Maybe the tandem 2-3. Inside it goes to Campbell, stolen away by Myers. Myers fakes. Has it blocked from behind, but hitting the line with it was Hampton. How he did not have contact on that block, I can't imagine, because he took a full swing and came down with it. But Round County will keep the basketball. And he comes to Wilburn. Open three-pointer left side. Wilburn, no good. Rebound, Watson. Tries to back it in. Spins, no good. And tries to get it. And it's on the floor, but picked up by Hampton for GRC. He has a long three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound, Wilburn. Wilburn comes off down the middle of the floor. Goes left. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Here comes GRC back with it. Malachi Ashford. Round County man-to-man this trip down. With it is Gaines. Now off to Morrison. He has it knocked away. Goes to the sidelines, and he drops it out of bounds when he tries to recover it. Round County will have it side backcourt. with 3:34 to go in the first quarter. Went trailing, leading 11-2. And coming in will be Gavin Myris. First rest goes to Weston Maxey. Myris, Gavin Myris, angles left side. Needs someone to pop out. Penetrates down the lane. Gives it all left side to Ingles. Out to Wilburn. Wilburn guarded by Hampton Taylor, who just checked in. And now a timeout taken by Round County, a 30-second. No? Well, I'm not sure what's going on. I thought there was a timeout. Now, officials are going to talk it over. Well, now they get it right. It's still going to be a 30-second timeout, though, so we're going to keep it right here. Lead official and his crew not on the same page on that for some reason. 11-2, Round County leads GRC, 3:15 to go in the first period. Certainly want to wish all our sponsors Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year. Appreciate their support. So we have Viking and Lady Viking basketball. And obviously football earlier in the year and future events with Round County baseball and softball. You're driving out by the school. Anytime you might want to swing by and take a look at the, between the middle school and the high school, take a look at the new baseball facility. Baseline, it goes to Wilburn. Wilburn goes left of the lane and puts it up and in.
Basket by Wilburn.
7 points for Wilburn. Round County leads by 11, 13-2. Ashford goes baseline, gets it in the middle, locked loose on the floor, and coming up with it is Wilburn. Wilburn, the left side, penetrates, walked with it, they didn't call it. Watson in the lane. Myris, Gavin comes out deep to Braden Myris. Back to Gavin in the right corner to Watson. Driving is Braden Myris. Spins with a pass out to Ingles. His long three-pointer is good.
Three-point basket.
Ryan County opening hot here. They have a 14-point lead at 16-2 with 2:16 to go in the first quarter. Morrison gives it off to Hampton. Hampton dribbles it off the foot. His own foot. I don't believe that's right. I tell you what, he is arguing the point, and I'm going to go along with Morrison on that. Hampton on that, but it's not going to matter because Round County is going to get the basketball. Gavin Morris, Myris rather, to Deshaun Watson, out to Ingles. Hands off to Gavin Morrison, bounces out deep to Braden Morris. Right side to leading scorer, Colby Wilburn. Now with it is Ingles. Deshaun Watson has it. Picks up his dribble in a bad spot. Has it stolen away. And fouled, and on a layup as Gavin Morris grabs the arm of Rashawn Hampton, who lays it up and in. The foul will go on Gavin Myris.
That is his first.
And Rashawn Hampton will try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. It's 16-14 Round County. Just not a smart basketball play by the Vikings coming down. They picked it up in the middle of a trap and ended up with a turnover. Free throw up and no good. Rebound taken by Gaines. He has it knocked away. Getting it is Morrison. He goes in the lane, puts it up, no good. It goes to the deck, and who gets it? It's once again the Cardinals inside the Gaines. Gaines puts it up good.
Basket by Gaines.
Ends up being a four-point play, and the lead's cut to 10. And that was an unforced turnover Myers gets it across to Gavin Myers. Braden, to, off it goes to Wilburn. Underneath to Gavin Myers, and he walks with it. It's a good call. He had Braylon Morrison coming at him. He was about ready any shot he'd take to send it up in the stands, but took steps before that. Ashford. It's a streaky team. They've got things going their way right now, so they can start throwing in some happy hand grenades. Free throw line jumper, good. AP Gaines. That is six straight points for the Cardinals. 32 seconds to go in the quarter. Brown County has it in front court, leading 16-8. Deshaun Watson has it. They have really amped up the defense. Watson penetrates, kicks out to Braden Myers. Goes around the right side, kicks out in the corner. Gavin Morris out to Braden Morris with 7 seconds. Gavin Morris, he goes baseline, drops it, and he's fouled, and they're not going to call it. That's just a really bad, bad call, bad no call by the official. Brown County gets it, the only alternating possession, but they only have 0.3 seconds to go. Off the bench comes, I think it's Tybee Flannery, it is. He is a 6'5 freshman. Can't get his warm up out. Oh, here he goes. We got him playing the man out of bounds to try to keep Deshaun Watson from being able to throw it up to the goal. Into Wilburn, and the defense worked. Brown County has a pretty good first quarter as they lead GRC 16-8. Back after this on WIVY.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Brown County leads it 16-8. They were up 16-2 and had the basketball and made a bad basketball play and started a run for GRC, which right now stands at 6-0. And the Cardinals have the basketball to start the quarter. Hampton with it. He goes underneath, kicks it out. Driving is Morrison. He walks with it. Turnover gives it to Round County. Deshaun Watson across the timeline. Penetrates, picks it up, gives it off to Braden Myers. Maxey's back in the game. Right side Ingles. Out to Braden Myers. Deshaun Watson has it, looks inside to a cutting Ingles. Gets it off to Braden Myers, goes to the free throw line, floats it up, good. A little less than a free throw length shot by the time he got the shot off. But it does give Round County a 10-point lead, 18-8, 7:13 and a half. Ball underneath. Tenth region officials going to put a foul on Deshaun Watson.
His first
shouldn't have been called. Nothing not nearly as much contact as on the other end when they end up calling jump ball. Out front to Craig, and now he hands it off to Malachi Ashford. Right side to Morrison. He penetrates. Gives it back to Eli Craig. Inside. And that's a charge. He lowers his elbow right into the chest of Round County's Braden Myers. And Morrison will get his first foul on the team's second. Two fouls each way. Sean Watson walks it up against the man-to-man. Left side it goes to Ingles. Ingles works it right. Hands it off to Braden Myers. Comes out on the dribble. Angles right, goes into the lane. Turn around 10-footer, good. Braden Myers has back-to-back buckets, and it's 20-8 Round County with 6:20 to go in the first half. Here comes Ashford, stops just shy of the three-point arc. Guarded man-to-man by Ingles. Round County not hesitant to help off. And Slade White, who just came in, jumped and made it a double team and stolen away, and now stolen back and put up and in by Ashford. Grant County had the basketball and just got in too big a hurry. And instead of slowing down and just working against the press. And there, Ingles, floater left of the lane, good.
Basket by
they didn't expect him to take it to the basket, and he did. 22-10, Round County by 12, 5:38 to go. Ashford in the lane, puts it up, no good, rebound Maxey. Off to Braden Myers, he's up the left side. Angles back to the middle, gives it off to Maxey. Back to Moore, right, Myers, Maxey, corner, Slade White, Maxey. Three-pointer on the way by Maxey, off, no good, and a foul on Slade White. On the rebound, and that is going to be a foul every day of the week, twice on each weekday, weekend days. In comes Christian Parker. I guess that was only one. With it is Ashford with 5 minutes to go in this quarter. Right side, three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound by Myers. Three-pointer was taken by Morton. He's a good three-point shooter. He just didn't get that one even. He had an open shot. Right side, White. Out to Braden Myers. Back to White. In the corner. Gets it back. Penetrates. Gets off to Wilburn. He gets it middle of the floor to Maxey. In the corner to Parker. Parker penetrates, bounces out to Wilburn. He drops it, has to go and get it. Corner to Slade White. Out to Morris with 4:25 to go in the quarter. Morrison. This is to Slade White. Off to Wilburn. Wilburn penetrates down the lane. Goes up with the left hand much too hard. It doesn't even come off the bank and hit the rim. And down goes the Cardinal. That shot was taken by Eli Craig, and he knocks it down. His fifth three-pointer of the season. Cuts the lead to 9, 22-13. Morrison gets it off to Wilburn. Back to Morrison. Wow, that's bizarre. Morrison comes out on him, leads with an elbow, and makes contact enough to almost knock him off his stride. Stolen made by Ashford. Underneath, beautiful pass, layup no good. Knocked out of bounds by Morrison. He's the one that blew the layup. Round County will get it back. 22-13 with 3:34 to go in the quarter. And here comes Gabe Schmunkelman in for the first time. Maxey will step out. Round County with two starters in the lineup right now. Braden Myers and Wilburn. Myers. Parker fakes, and he's knocked down. He faked the three-pointer, took a step to the left, tried to get the shot off, and was hit by Rashawn Hampton, his first and the team's third. And Parker 75% free throw shooter on the season. Will shoot two, three exactly, I'm sorry. It's a shot. That may be the second one. I think he missed the first one. 23-13. In comes Deshaun Watson. White goes out. Parker puts it up. Bounces. No good. Ball's batted to the sidelines. And it'll be GRC basketball. You don't want to give away points on free throws either. This is, again, the state runner-up last year and the state champion the year before. 23-13. Ashford with it. Right side to Hampton. Now Gaines gets it. And a steal underneath. Nice play by Deshaun Watson as he got a hand on it and knocked it off the leg of Breland Morrison. Wilburn in front court. Goes to Parker and throws it away. Parker got a little scared and threw it away. And the shot laid up. Feeling good on the other end by Gaines. He has 8 points. Leads down to eight. Parker gets a shot in the corner and makes up for it with another three-pointer. 26-15. Ashford gets it right side Hampton. Down the lane, blocked underneath, but right into the hands of Breland Morrison, and he lays it up and in. Nice block by Winkleman, but went straight under the basket, and nobody was there but Breland Morrison. Well, I would like to tell you who that pass was to, but it ended up being right to the GRC player, and Morrison comes down and hits a three-pointer, and just like that, it's 26-20 on two really bad mistakes by the Vikings. Morrison gets it across to Morrison, and it goes to Winkleman, offside to Wilburn. Wilburn goes up. And we get a showmanship by one of the officials on the far side, so he could call an offensive foul on Wilburn. His first, team's third. Wilburn sidestepped the guy who he slid over in front of him, and he still got the charge call. Tell you what, the Cardinals are a front-running team. You give them a couple of runs, a couple of steals, and they will come right at you and come at you in a hurry. Ashford underneath, puts it up and in.
Basket by Ashford.
He's got four, and it's down to 4 points with a minute 32 to go in the half. Myers gets it across to Wilburn off. Winkleman up and threw it right to Rashawn Hampton. And back comes GRC. Ashford puts it up, has it blocked out of bounds. It'll belong with, stay with the Cardinals. Ball comes in the corner to Gaines. He goes baseline. And a foul call. Foul was on Wilburn, his second. He was not the man guarding him. Actually, Winkleman actually blocked the shot, but foul went against Wilburn. Free throw up, no good. Gaines, he's a 67% free throw shooter. Maxey will come in, and Wilburn will sit down for the rest of this quarter, I'm sure, with the two personal fouls. Free throw up. Good. Gets it to three. 26-23. Minute 10 to go. Watson quickly in front court. Goes into the lane. Kicks it out in the corner to Maxey. Maxey comes out with it. Throws it to Wimpleman. Back to Ingles. Off the Maxey. To Myers. Marion County has players that get in a big hurry. Ingles drives baseline. Off to Maxey. inside in the pass, much too soft. Never got to Winkleman. And here comes Ashford. He goes and has it blocked by Myers. Maxey has the rebound, gets it ahead to Morris. Watson, rather. Watson goes under, and he's fouled. Hit in the face by Hampton. That'll be his second.
Rayshon Hampton. That is his third.
26-23, 30.5 seconds to go in the quarter. Brown County trying to withstand a rally by the Cardinals. Watson hits the first free throw. He's an 85% free throw shooter. Winkleman goes out, and Gavin Myers will come in.
Maxey, Watson at the line.
Watson puts it up. Rims out. 20. I believe that should be 27-23. And that now they've got it straightened out on the scoreboard with 18 seconds to go in the half. Malachi Ashford with it. Left side it goes. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound by Watson. Spins. 2 seconds. Gets it off from about 30 feet. No good. And Round County still leads here at the half. 27-23. Over George Rogers Clark. We'll be back with the halftime scoring after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whittaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whittaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Brown County led 16-8 at the end of the first quarter. The Cardinals outscored the Vikings 15-11 in the second period, and it's 27-23 Round County at the half. Round County led by as many as 14 points. GRC led by as many as two. After GRC got the first 2 points, Round County got a three-pointer from Deshaun Watson and then spread the lead out, hung on to the lead all the way here to the conclusion of the first half. For GRC, 9 points for J.P. Gaines. The 6'2 senior had 4 field goals and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Breland Morrison, 2 field goals, 1 of them a three-pointer. 4 points for Malachi Ashford, 2 field goals, both in the second quarter. 3 points for Eli Craig on a second quarter three-pointer. 10 field goals for the George Rogers Clark Cardinals. 2 of them, 3 pointers. 1 of 3 from the free throw line and 23 points. Brown County with 5 players in the scoring column, led by Colby Wilburn with 7 points and Deshaun Watson with 7 points. Wilburn has 3 field goals, 1 of them a three-pointer. Watson, 2 field goals and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Jason Ingles, 2 field goals, 1 a three-pointer. 4 points for Braden Myris, 2 second quarter field goals. And 4 points for Christian Parker, a 3-point field goal and 1 of 3 from the free throw line in the second quarter. Brown County with 10 field goals, 5 three-pointers, 2 of 5 from the free throw line and 27 points. Again, at the half, it's Round County 27, GRC 23. At the conclusion of this contest, we'll select the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. And now let's step aside for this break here at halftime on WIVY.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Mrs. Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. Need some extra cash for the holidays? Thank Eagle Finance. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At first-
First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
After suffering a tough one-point loss at Indiana on Tuesday, the MSU men's basketball team came back to take on Alice Lloyd today. Drew Thelwell shattered the Moorhead State men's basketball single-game assist record with 19 assists, while Riley Minix, Deontay Miles, and Eddie Ricks III both had double-doubles as the Eagles coasted to that win. And they will have a little bit of time off before they head back to play. Next game for the Eagles and the Lady Eagles will be OVC play on Sunday, December 31st. A doubleheader, and that will be in Cape Girardeau. And they'll come back home to play a doubleheader on Thursday, January 4th. So, men's basketball team off to a good start. Tell you what, if they could have gotten that that win over the Indiana Hoosiers, that would have been quite a coup for the Eagles. Here, the Vikings have a four-point lead, 27-23 over George Rogers Clark. Looks like Round County will send out the starters that open the game. Watson, Maxey, Ingles, Braden Myers, and Wilburn. And for the Cardinals, Eli Craig will be back out to start this particular half, along with J.P. Gaines, and then the big three of Malachi Ashford, Rashawn Hampton, and Breland Morrison. Round County should get the basketball to start this half. That's what it says on the scoreboard.
Welcome back to the
and I believe that will hold up.
Viking basketball. The play goes on.
Expect the defensive pressure to GRC continue to ramp up here in this half. Comes in to Braden Morris, and it is man-to-man. Deshaun Watson comes back into backcourt and gets it, and he will take it across into the Cardinal logo. Myers gets it down to the left of us. Penetrates, spins into the lane. Little half hook is good. Myers goes to 6 points, builds the lead to 6, 29-23. GRC back with it. With his Hampton, he goes down the lane and runs over.
Foul is on Watson. That is his first, team first.
Myers, but they're going to put a foul on Deshaun Watson. His second, team's first. And Hampton will shoot two. Rims it in. Missed his first free throw back in the first half, but he's an 83% free throw shooter on the season. Second free, the left-hander puts it up good. 29-25. Brown County against man-to-man pressure. Now they're going to come with a trap. Hit to Watson. Watson across the timeline, gets under to Wilburn. Wilburn puts it up and in. Nice, long bounce pass by Deshaun Watson. 9 points for Wilburn. 31-25. Round County leads it. Hampton with it. Goes in the lane. Throws it away. Stolen by Maxey, but he throws on the brakes real quick because he was about to run into a double team. And now Wilburn gets it across the timeline. Moves into the lane. Out to Maxey. Right elbow jumper by Maxey is short. Rebound, Wilburn goes up with it, rolls around, no good. Watson taps it out, Goes back in line, kicks off to Ingles. Three-pointer right side. Ingles, good. Jason Ingles has eight. Brown County goes up by nine, 34-25. 6.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. What do we got? Blood? Yep. Deshaun Watson will head for the trainer on the end of the floor. And Gavin Myers will come in. I think he got hit in the mouth getting the rebound in that last trip down. Ashford penetrates. Now it's an out deep to Gaines. Gaines throws it away, but recovered by the Cardinals. Inside it goes. And he can't. Breland Morrison puts it up and in. You can't take a swing at him trying to block it. Maxie gets his first foul.
And Morrison at the line to finish the play.
These officials will not hesitate to call a foul. Free throw, no good. 34-27, 7-point lead for Round County. Kevin Ramsey. I keep saying Ramsey. Geez. Ramsey's the official in the 16th region. First name, Gavin. Maxey gets it to Gavin Myers. Round to Ingles. Off it goes to Wilburn. Bobbles it. Puts it up, no good. Wow, if he could have got that when he had an easy one. Malachi Ashford, jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound put up and in by J.P. Gaines. He's in double figures with 11. Leads cut to 5. Braden Myers hands off to Ingles. Back to Myers. He goes baseline. Gets it in the corner to Gavin Myers. Inside Wilburn. He goes down the lane. Falls away. He hits it. Count it. And he'll go to the line. 11 points for Wilburn.
Foul is on Gaines. That is his second.
J.P. Gaines gets his second. Foul, team's first.
Wilburn will be in the line to finish the play.
And Watson wanted to get back in the game, and the official sent him back to the trainer. Wilburn puts up the free throw. Good. He's got 12 now around County. Leads by 8, 37-29. Ashford with it. Penetrates, drops it, has to go back and get it, and then he hands it off to Hampton. Hampton penetrates, 16-foot jumper, no good, rebound, Maxie has it, comes out on the dribble, gets it off to Myers, head to Ingles, goes under, puts it up, and no good. Rushed in, and here comes Hampton. Hampton floats it up in the lane, no good, and the ball out of bounds, and I would have called a foul probably on Braden Myers there. Or takedown of Rashawn Hampton. But Brown County's going to get the basketball. 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Half court pressure. Wilburn has it across, feeds it off to Maxie. Maxie puts it up and in. His first two.
Timeout on the floor. It'll be a 30-second
timeout.
By the Cardinals.
That was taken by GRC. As Round County builds the lead back to 10 at 39-29.
Win City Holiday Classic player of the game.
I think the crowd a bit stunned here. But they are not without confidence. They have seen these GRC team over the last few years come back from deficits, and they do play a healthy schedule. Grant County sends out the five that started the game. As we're just about halfway through this third quarter, 4:31 to go. Breland Morrison gives it into Malachi Ashford. And I tell you what, there's three guys on this floor that are outstanding talents for this GRC team, and they all know their roles. Ashford is it left side to Morrison. Now three-pointer left side is good. That's by Eli Craig. By Craig. 39-32. Watson off to Myers. Myers down the lane, kicks out in the corner, Maxey. Three-pointer by Maxey, no good. And the rebound comes off to the Cardinals, almost stolen by Round County. But it'll stay with the GRC team. It comes to Ashford, 5'9 sophomore. Goes around the right side, puts it up, and no good, batted up, gets his own rebound. Ashford goes back, leaves the basketball, and goes back and gets it. Jumper, three-pointer, good. That was by Rashawn Hampton. He's got 25 three-pointers now in the season. He cuts the lead to four at 39-35. Myers. Left side, Colby Wilburn. Back to Myers. 3 minutes now to go in the quarter. Myers gets into the corner to Deshaun Watson. Back out to Myers. Deshaun Watson has taken the blood issue taken care of. Myers penetrates. Bumped off the ball. Throws it away. Shot good, and that's by Craig on a reverse layup. Wilburn didn't want to foul him, and Round throws it away again. 39-37. Here comes Hampton. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound to Sean Watson. Round County really needs to take their time. Sean Watson, 1-on-4, has it stolen away. Back with Ashford. 2 minutes to go in the quarter, and a foul on Deshaun Watson.
Foul on Watson.
In comes Gavin Myers. Maxey will sit down. 2-point Round County lead. This is an 8-0 run for GRC. Morrison has it knocked away and stolen. Braden Morris will go up with it, and he's fouled. Didn't get the shot, though. Foul will go on
Morrison.
That is his second. Team's second of the quarter.
That will send Myers to the line.
Braden Myers will shoot two free throws. Myers, first free throw, rolls around and goes in. An 81% free throw shooter. In comes Abram Taylor for the Cardinals. Braden Morris ready for the second free throw. And it's good. 41-37, minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Across the timeline with it, Taylor gets it in the corner to Craig. Craig goes baseline, gives it off. Beautiful pass to Hampton, who lays it up and in.
Fouls on number 10, Myers. That is his second.
Gavin Myers will commit his second foul.
And it's
fourth of the quarter.
The
2-point lead for Round County, 41-39, and a free throw coming for Rashawn Hampton. Lefty spins it up there. No good, short. And Gavin Myers gets the rebound. Across to Braden Myers. He penetrates. And he's being hand-checked by Eli Craig.
Eli
by Craig. And it's his first.
His first.
Team third
of the quarter. Minute and a half to go. Third period. And they throw it away. Turnovers is not Round County's friend in this quarter, as GRC is back with it. Hampton, deep on the right side, gives it off in the Cardinal logo to Ashford. Ashford goes underneath, fakes, and is fouled. Gavin Myers will get his third. Either way, it's going to be two shots, whether shooting or not. Ashford with 4 points, a couple free throws coming here. He knocks it down. Slade White comes in, and Deshaun Watson will go out. For GRC, in comes Maddox Campbell. And getting a break is Rashawn Hampton. Chance to tie the game here for Ashford. Puts it up, and it does. We've not been tied for a while. In fact, we haven't been tied, as a matter of fact. That is the first tie in this game at 41 apiece. Under a minute to play. Quarter. Gavin Ramsey. Gavin Myers across the timeline. Engel. Out deep to Braden Myers. Penetrates. Wilburn. Jumper right side. No good. Rebound. Ashford muscles it away from Ingles. And 29 seconds to go in the quarter. And here comes GRC with a chance to take the lead. The last time they led was at 2-0. Foul is going to go on Myers. His fourth. Two free throws coming for Ashford. Free throw up. Short. 18.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Free throw up. Good. That's their second lead change of the game. As GRC goes back on top. 42-41. First time they've led since 2-0. Wilburn has it in. Being guarded by Maddox Camp with 10 seconds to go. He goes under and he's bumped off, but that will not be shots, I don't believe.
Fouls on Maddox Campbell.
His first and team's fourth. Think about this officials. He just about ran over three players trying to give the signal. Just about caught Ingles in the face with an elbow. Slade White with 7 seconds to go. Gets it into Wilburn. Spins into the lane. Fall away jumper is no good. Putt up and in by Braden Myers. And that will put Round County back on top as their third lead change at the end of quarter number three. Round County 43 and GRC 42. Back in a moment.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber is the place for stocking stuffers. Get your start today. We have a huge selection of Yeti cups and coolers, flashlights, and case upon case of Case brand knives. Our selections are ever-changing. Come out to Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is a helpful place. Big Four Lumber is so much more than just lumber and nails. Come see us to start and finish your Christmas shopping today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
GRC will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Round County leads 43-42. Craig and Gaines, Morrison, Hampton, and Ashford out there for GRC. Round County with White, Ingalls, Maxey, Braden, Myris, and Wilbert. Three-pointer, left corner is good. That's by Breland Morris. We've got our fourth lead change, and that's a two-point lead, matching its biggest of the game for GRC. Ingles in the right corner comes out. Knocked away. Out of bounds. Brown County will keep it. Wilburn gets it inbound. Penetrates baseline. Bounces out to White. Straight away to Braden Myris. Myris gets a pick. Doesn't use it. The corner goes to White. Gives it to Wilburn. Wilburn down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound batted around and GRC has it. Now they leave wide open. Three-pointer by Craig. No good short. But the rebound goes to Ashford of GRC, and they'll start it again. Up by two with 6:45 to go in the game. Left side to Gaines. He spins around. Puts it up. No good. Rebound White. Takes a couple of hard dribbles and stops and gives it to Wilburn. Well, Hampton just hugged Myris inside the White. Myris, three-pointer. Myris, no good. Foul call on Slade White. Mickelman and Watson come in. Wilburn and Maxey go out. Comes Ashford with it. He goes to the rim, puts it up, and gets fouled.
Basket is good by Ashford. Foul is on Ingles. That is his first.
Ingles' first foul. Four-point lead, largest of the game for GRC. Ashford puts it in, and a five-point lead. John Watson across the timeline. Angles right, gets a screen. Now comes back left. Off to Myris on the right side. Winkleman with it. Off to Deshaun Watson. Out to Ingles. 5:32 to go. Right side, Myers. Penetrates in the lane. To Ingles. Can't get a shot off. White. Now, Deshaun Watson takes the free throw line. Ingles goes baseline. Jumper. And it's good.
Basket by Ingles.
Ingles has 10. Cuts the lead to 3 at 48-45. Approaching the 5-minute mark. Ashford in the corner to Hampton, blocked down there by some of the fans standing. Ashford angles left. Back around, goes into the lane. Stops, kick out. Three-pointer up by Gaines, no good. Rebound by Deshaun Watson, and it actually bounces over to Braden Myers. Penetrates. Left-handed hook shot, no good. And probably should have fanned that one to somebody. Because here comes the Cardinals back with it. Morse gives it off to Hampton. Three-pointer, right side by Hampton is good. And GRC will take a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. GRC 51, Round County 45, 4-8 to go on this one. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
At Allen's IGA, you'll save on hundreds of holiday cooking specials. USDA shank or butt portion ham is just $1.39 a pound. Idaho russets, red or gold potatoes are 2 5-pound bags for only $5. And all Pepsi products are specially priced at buy 2 12-pack cans for $7.59 each and get 2 more 12-packs absolutely free. Folks, that's just 31 cents a can. Allen's will close at 5 on Christmas Eve and will be closed Christmas Day.
The Cardinals have outscored Round County 28-18 in this second half. Round County will have the basketball to work the length of the floor with still 4-8 remaining in this one. Myers jogs across the midcourt line and through the Cardinal logo. Bounces off to Wilburn. Hands off to Ingles. Back out to Maxey on the logo. Angles right. Spins. Gets it off to Myers. Wilburn with it. Ingles. Maxey penetrates into the lane. Kicks out. Long three-pointer straight away by Wilburn is good.
Three-point basket by
and
Wilburn.
Round County. I think we'll take a timeout.
On the floor.
30-second timeout taken by Round County as they cut the GRC lead in half. That 6-point lead by GRC was their biggest of the game to this point. It's now down to 3 at 51-48. points for Colby Wilbur. Leads the Vikings in scoring in this one. Both teams have broken the huddle. Round County with its original starters out there. For GRC, it is Craig Gaines, Morrison, Ashford, and Hampton. Here comes Ashford. Ball put up and in. Boy, they did a nice break there. The basket was gotten by Craig. And it's 53-48. Well, that came out of the huddle, the timeout there. I know it was a Round County timeout, but Coach Cook certainly took advantage of that. Braden Myers backs in, goes up, puts it in.
Basket by Midas.
12 points for Myers, leads at 3, 53-50. Under 3 minutes now to go. Ashford, gives it left side to Hampton. And Ashford goes and gets it. Penetrates left side, goes into the lane. Little up and under, no good. Rebound by Deshaun Watson. Comes out in a hurry. Right side, it goes Wilburn. Penetrates inside, kicks right side to Myris. And off to Ingle, straight away to Watson. 2:18 to go. Braden Myris penetrates. Wilburn to Maxey. Maxey goes into the lane, kicks out to Deshaun Watson. Penetrates back to Maxey. Wilburn. Wilburn goes into the lane, puts up the left hander, missed it badly, might have had some contact, but no foul call. And back with it is GRC, up by 3, a minute 42 now to go in this one. Ashford walked with it. GRC wanted a block. Round County wanted a charge. So they sort of split the difference and called the walk. Minute 35. Round, big trip down here for the Vikings. Myers. It's a screen. Goes to the free throw line. Kicks it out. Wilburn. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Missed everything, and he rushed it. Missed badly. You could tell it didn't get blocked because it had such a good rotation on it, but not in the direction of the rim. Ashford gets it across them. Morrison, he goes down the lane and lays it in.
Basket by Morrison!
Takes it a five-point lead. Maxey with it. Walks with it. 58.4 seconds to go. 55-50. In comes Gavin Myers. They have not called a foul on GRC this quarter. Ashford across the timeline. Penetrates all the way through the lane and out the other side. Driving with it is Hampton. Kicks out to Craig. And Ramsey, Myris.
Foul is on Myris.
Is going to foul out.
Team third.
Only the third team foul. That's Round County's problem. They can't put GRC at the line right now. Ball comes in that court to Malachi Ashford across the timeline. And
foul
by Ingles. That is his second. Team's fourth.
Team fourth.
Comes in back to Ashford. Floats it across the timeline to Hampton. And he's fouled, and he'll go to the line.
Foul is on Wilburn.
Wilburn will get his third foul.
Team fifth.
Hampton. And Hampton.
For two shots.
2 of 4 from the free throw line in this game. Came in as an 83% free throw shooter. Puts that one up, rolls around, and comes off. Second free throw by Hampton. Up and no. Oh, this good. All the way around, caught the backboard and came back in. 56-50, 6-point lead. Out to Morris. Myris will take a long three-pointer. Good.
Three-point basket by Myris. Timeout on the floor.
Round County will take a
timeout.
It's full. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Vikings got to feel a little bit like the MSU Eagles did on Tuesday night at Indiana. Fouls are double up in this one. 16 on Round County, 8 on GRC. Only 8 seconds left. Round County is going to have to try to get a steal, and if not, a foul really quickly. And it comes to Ashford, and he's fouled. 6.8 seconds.
Foul is on Maxey.
Maxey get his second.
Malachi Ashford at the line for two shots.
Still a one possession game, but Ashford can do something about that. Right here. Puts it up. Good. Right now, Round County can just rush it to the basket and try to get a two-pointer. That one is up, and it's good. Five-point lead. And it goes to Maxey. Eagles.
Timeout. On the floor.
Round County was getting a three-pointer, but Coach Sean Thacker called a timeout with 3 seconds. There go. We'll keep it right here. For all intents and purposes, looks like the GRC Cardinals are going to remain undefeated at 9-0 before going into the tournament down at Madison Central next week. Round County continues to play well. Playing here on the road against the undefeated GRC Cardinals. And having to withstand the foul discrepancy. Just 3 seconds to go. 58-53, George Rogers Clark. Round County will have it side. But actually, going to let them inbound it from underneath their own basket. You about have to throw it to the rim and try to get an and one. Wilburn, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound comes off to GRC's Breland Morrison, and the final score. The GRC Cardinals 58. Brown County 53. Again, 9-0 now for GRC. Round County goes to 6-4 against a tough schedule. We will come back, have the scoring and more, and hopefully get a chance to talk with Coach Sean Thacker, and we'll also select the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. We'll do that after this break here on WIVY.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Well, here tonight from the GRC basketball facility, the Cardinals won the first Wind City Holiday Classic, defeating Round County in this game 58-53 and defeating Lafayette 60-47 last night. There were four ties in the ball game. GRC led by as many as six. Actually, I think that was eventually they did get a lead by eight. Grand County led by as many as 14 back early in the game. And we were tied one time. That was at 41 there in the third quarter. GRC played, about nine players. But they only had five in the scoring column, and all five of them scored in double figures. Rashawn Hampton had 13 points, 12 points each for Malachi Ashford and Breland Morrison. J.P. Gaines had 11 points, and Eli Craig had 10 points. Again, they played without Montez Gay, their 6'4 freshman, who averaged 13 points and 7.2 rebounds. He has a knee issue on crutches with ice on that knee here tonight. For the Round County Vikings, 15 points each for Braden Myers and Colby Wilbert. 10 points for Jason Ingles. 7 points for Deshaun Watson. 4 points for Christian Parker. 2 points for Weston Maxey. And while we're here, we will name the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. And that will be Braden Myers for his 15 points. And he also did a lot of the floor work for Round County. Braden Myers, the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. Next up for Round County will be the 27th, 28th, and 9th in the Hilton Sandestin Beach Blowout at Freeport, Florida. Game one on the 27th at 9 a.m. They'll play Asheville, Alabama, and none of the other games have been set as of yet. So let's mention the girls here while we're talking about that. They won today 61-59 over Crittenden County in the West Kentucky Hoops Classic at Caldwell County. The player of game for that one was Kelby Ford. She had 17 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists to lead Round County. But they had a total of 4 players in double figures in addition to Kelby Ford at 17 points, 11 points for Olivia Beach, and 10 points each for Brindley Walker and Diamond Wills. Tomorrow at 1:30 Eastern Time, they will play the host school, Caldwell County. Caldwell County is 1-6 on the season. We'll continue our post-game show after this on WIVY.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Tree Books and a Good Yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Back here at the GRC Arena in Winchester, the first Wind City Holiday Classic won by GRC. With a 58-53 win over Grand County. Coach Sean Thacker has just joined us. We don't have complete stats like we're fortunate to have at home, but he's taking a look at some of the scoring. Balanced scoring for both teams, and I just got a little tired at the end, looks like, Coach.
Yeah, you know, we kind of rode some of them a little bit. We got, you know, trying to figure out getting them some rest sometimes, but, you know, when you get in that level, a competition, it becomes difficult. But really proud of our kids. I thought the last 2 days is defensively is the best we've been. Rebounding's the best we've been. So as a coach, you're looking for growth. You're looking for improvement in what you're doing and how you're doing it. And we're starting to see that. Just got to take better care of the ball, and I think the fatigue led to a little bit of shot selection. Played a role in that, too, and that kind of led to live. That's kind of like a live ball turnover, too. So, but I'm proud of our kids. I'm proud of their effort. I'm happy with our locker room. We got our dudes are hanging tight, and they're starting to see that we're getting better. They're starting to believe that we can be. The quality and a high level basketball team in our region, and the schedule has made us get better. That game a month ago would have been 25-30, probably. Okay, you know, being honest, and I think we've came that far. You know, defensively, that effort last week against Boyd probably makes things a little different. You know, it makes things a little closer. I think as we grow defensively, as we grow with our rebounding, and then we've got to grow. We got to do some things and grow in the half court set, with some of the things. But, you know, with this team, we got some different pieces and we got a lot of pieces we're trying to play and just trying to find the things that work for us. You know, like tonight, the offense that we ran, we drew it up before the game. Here, this is what we're going to do to spread the floor a little bit and get some action. And they had to go to, and we told them, though, we said, at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, if they're struggling to guard you, they will go to running and jumping in the half-court traps and just coming at you in waves. And we handled it at times, but then there's times we didn't. And we kind of got a little fatigued there. Down the stretch, but we'll get a workout in tomorrow and get them in the gym maybe a couple of more times before we get on the bus next Tuesday and head to Florida.
And just analytically, you look at those three really good players they have: Ashford, Hampton, and Morrison. You held each of those under their average on the season.
We're just really, really getting better defensively. We're not giving up middle drives as much, which means we don't have to rotate over, which means we're not giving up offensive rebounds. You know, we remember we talked about that. We got to do a better job of defending drives, middle drives to the floor, and that that helps you with your rebounding and those kind of things. So, you know, I'm proud of our kids. I like the way we're headed. The December schedule wasn't designed to go undefeated by any stretch of the imagination. It was designed to make us grow up. It was designed to make us get better. And it's doing that. You know, it identifies where your weaknesses are. it makes you as a coach make those decisions that you got to make to be competitive in those games. We're finding out who can play in what games in certain situations, and we're making strides along those lines.
Right or wrong, when your fouls are doubled up on you, that makes it tough, and you want it from the field. So, I mean, that's not criticizing anybody. That's just a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's positive. You go on the road, things are tough, and but I thought our kids fought through all that, and we put ourselves in a position, one possession game at the end, and I'm happy with our progress, and we'll continue to. As we call tinker, we still got some tinkering to do, but I think we've got a solid little base defensively. We've got some good little solid things we're doing offensively, and we just gotta keep improving and keep putting our kids in positions to be able to be successful.
Well, the girls have a three-team event next week at Carroll County. You've got a three-team. Three-game deal down in Florida. That'll get you ready, because when we come back on January 2nd, it's into the 2A.
Into the 2A with Mason County. They're playing a tough schedule right now with the tournament they're playing in. So, we'll go down to Florida. Hopefully we'll have good weather, but we're going to play teams from Georgia and Mississippi. All the teams are from either one of those two states. So we did a little sneak peek on the bus ride to Christian County and took a look at some of the competition. Hopefully we'll go down there and play well, and we can find a way to have some success and maybe come home with two or three wins.
And I just read that the first one looked like Alabama. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alabama and Mississippi. You're right. So, but we're looking forward to a good team bonding trip and that kind of stuff.
All right, Coach. Thanks for coming up. It was really nice to see the team that was the runner up last year in the state tournament, the winner of the year before. You're out there and you got as much as a 14 point lead on them. That's
pretty
good.
They're top 10 in the state. And I've told everybody, I watched them play last weekend at their place and dismantle Breathitt County, and then they played really well against a good Pike Central team who beat Boyd County, and they beat them. Yeah, they beat them. Pike Central beat them last night.
Wow.
By one. And then the gap that looks like that was there when we played Boyd, they played really well, and we played our role in allowing that to happen, but we think that gap is not quite as wide as it may look then. We just got to keep working and getting better. We want to be in the hunt at the end, and we just got to keep plugging at it.
All right, Coach, thanks for coming up. That's Coach Sean Thacker, and we're going to wrap it up from here. Good effort. Second place finish in the Wind City Classic, finishing ahead of Lafayette and in Somerset, and now looking forward to a trip to Florida and then back home for the 2A championships. 58-53, the final. George Rogers Clark over Round County. Thanks to all the help from down here at GRC, their fellow folks at the Gateway Radio station, WWKY, down here for the GRC Cardinal. Owen Mundy on studio control. Missed my partner, Jared Stacy. Hope he gets over that flu pretty soon and back here along with us. That'll do it. Until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24/7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.